my dream the last 4 or 5 years. This is what I work toward every day. It's still unbelievable that I won the gold medal. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do now, you know. I'm just going to enjoy the moment.
That's American teenage boxer Clarissa Shields talking to NPR just after she became the first American woman to win a gold medal in the Olympic Games for boxing. She easily outboxed her Russian opponent in the women's middleweight final yesterday. As part of our series on the women who competed to make it to London for the debut of Olympic women's boxing, we've been following Clarissa's journey from Flint, Michigan. WNYC's Marianne McCune reports.
When we first met Clarissa Shields, she was only 16, going into her junior year of high school. But it was clear she was going to be a star, and she knew it too.
I have this dream. I'm in England, London, and it's the finals in the Olympics. I can hear the announcer. I mean, they're going to say it like, and the first woman Olympian at 165 pounds is Clarissa Shields.
When Clarissa stepped into the real Olympic ring in London Thursday to face a boxer twice her age, she didn't look nervous or worried. She never does. Her first round was imperfect. Clarissa won it, but she took too many punches, prompting a scolding from coach Gloria Peek in her corner.
You're getting hit too much, Clarissa. I don't want you getting hit like that. Okay?
After that, she showed the best of her skills. Jarringly fast punches thrown in ones, twos, threes, and fours, and Russian fighter Nadezhda Torlopova was on the defensive. In rounds two and three, Clarissa increased her lead so much that before the bell rang for the last round, Coach Peek gave her a pass to do whatever.
Okay, so now let's have some fun. All right?
For months during her journey from Flint to the London Olympics, Clarissa carried a recorder and microphone, making a story with WNYC contributor Sujay Johnson and Radio Diaries.
Well, we're going to start with my name is Clarissa Shields. I'm 16.
Through her recordings, she brought us home to her aunt's house, where she lives with her cousins because life is too unstable with either of her parents.
My dad, he went to prison when I was 2 and got out when I was 9.
In her story, Clarissa and her dad remember how one day after he finished telling her about his own boxing career, she asked if she could do it too.
And my answer was, hell no.
Do you remember the exact words that you said? You said boxing is a man's sport. That made me so, it made me so mad.
And you should have took it that way. That was a chauvinist statement that a girl can't do it. So, you know, you was right.
I'm still proving people wrong.
Truth be known. I just think, little mama, you are awesome.
Clarissa was 11 at the time, and she's been boxing ever since. Thursday afternoon in London, she sailed through the final round of her bout, the crowd going crazy in the stands for Clarissa and for women boxers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by a score of 19 points to 12, an Olympic gold medalist in the red corner representing the United States of America, Clarissa Shields.
After receiving her medal, Clarissa grabbed the gold around her neck and wiggled her body in every direction, her smile breaking into full laughter. In this first-ever Olympics to include women's boxing, Clarissa has made history. She has admirers all over the world, but in downtrodden Flint, Michigan, her fans are especially ecstatic.
From what I heard, they're going crazy right now in Flint, Michigan. As bad as Flint is and all the tragedy that's there, for her to pull off something like this, it's something to look up to, you know?
Late Thursday afternoon, Jason Crutchfield, the coach who brought her this far, said Clarissa had this dream, and now it's come true.
The thing about it is, she actually knows that hard work makes dreams come true.
Coach Crutchfield says he doesn't know what's next for Clarissa or for him. If there's a lot of money to be made by going pro right away, while she's this hot, he said, they'll consider it. Professional women boxers sometimes have trouble finding fights, much less making any money boxing. Women boxers around the world hope these Olympic Games give their sport a big lift. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McKee.